This is the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is Sean Wade with Plains Cotton Growers. First off, let's talk about the increasing price for beef. Good for producers, but could we be destroying demand at these levels? Dr. Darrell Peel is an Oklahoma State livestock economist.
You know, that's something that we're keeping an eye on. I think it's really not clear yet. You know, if you kind of look at the normal seasonality of box beef prices, they're kind of flat through these first couple of months after the holiday period. So it's a little bit hard to say. You know, certainly there's some concern and some potential for some inflationary pressures affecting these markets. I don't think we really know for sure. I think we'll have to watch this market a little bit going forward and see that. Certainly we're seeing some adjustments in some specific products that are related more to those markets in particular. But as far as general pressures yet, it's just really not clear at this point in time.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Sean Wade. Sean is with Plains Cotton Growers, serves as Director of Policy Analysis and Research with PCG in Lubbock. And Sean, as we start our conversation, still kind of ending this 2021 crop, and I guess at this point, nearly all of it is finished ginning, though I know there's one, maybe two gins wrapping things up.
Yeah, we've probably got, you know, less than five gins, you know, still sending a little bit of cotton into the Lubbock classing office at this point. And probably, you know, a similar number of gins, you know, coming into La Mesa, although they appear to have a little bit more cotton to go there. So it may still be a little while before we completely, you know, put the wraps on 2021 from that standpoint, but we're really getting close, you know, probably less than 2-3% at most, it's still yet to be ginned in class. So, you know, we're really kind of at the very short end of that process, and we're pleased with the size crop that we got. You know, the latest numbers for the state of Texas indicate that we'll be producing around 7.6 million bales in the state this year. And it looked, you know, from all the math and calculations that we've been able to do with the information we have available to us, it sure looks like, you know, just a little bit under 5 million of those bales will have come from the high plains of Texas. So, you know, don't be surprised to see a final 2021 production number for our region, you know, totaling somewhere around that 4.8, 4.9 million bale range. And, you know, I guess there's still a chance that we could, you know, get a little bit closer to that 5 million bale mark. But it sure seems to be that 4.8, 4.9 number is what seems to be kind of popping up right now under most of my calculations.
And since we're talking about the crop that's wrapping up, it's wrapping up the 2021 season as the 2022 crop is already going into the ground. South Texas is usually the first to plant cotton in the U.S., right?
Yeah, you know, this is the beginning of their planting season in southern Texas, down along the tip and along the coast. And, you know, we're really excited, I think, to see, you know, what 2022 holds. You know, we've got really strong prices, you know, that have, you know, really managed to kind of hang in there with us throughout most of the year. And, you know, from an insurance standpoint, that's certainly good news. Here on the plains, it looks like our insurance prices are tracking around that $1.03 to $1.04 projected range, and so that's certainly going to help make sure that we have a good and robust safety net heading into 2022. And you know, at this point, you know, we're really just, you know, looking at, you know, what do we need to do to prepare for this year's crop? And certainly inputs are a big concern for producers, you know, herbicide availability, fertilizer costs. I mean, all of those things that are normally on our radar screens are just enhanced this year just because of that price squeeze that we see coming on some of those key inputs. And, you know, we're just going to have to kind of play it by ear, I guess, when it comes to the weather. But you know, certainly the 60 and 90 day forecast indicate that, you know, this dry trend that we've been in for the last couple months, it's likely to kind of hang in there for a little bit longer. So, you know, we'll just keep our fingers crossed and keep praying that that maybe we can get an early relief from these dry conditions and hopefully in time for our planting season here on the High Plains to be able to get a good 2022 crop off and started.
One of the decisions that has to be made before the seed ever goes into the ground is whether or not you want to enroll your operation into the ARC program or the PLC program. And then when we start talking about cotton, we've got some ancillary programs out there like the old Stax program that's been around for a while. But ARC PLC, that decision deadline is approaching.
Yes, March 15th is a really pivotal day for us when it comes to especially these safety net decisions. And like you rightly say, March 15th, that's the day that we have to have completed our sign-up for the ARC PLC program. So we've got to make that program election, that choice of program that we will have on file for 2022. And then secondarily to that, we would have to then decide, will we in fact enroll to participate in ARC or PLC for the 2022 crop year? And I know a lot of producers are, putting pencil to paper, and we're hearing a lot of indications that many producers, as we look at where prices are today and where those ARC PLC programs, how they're constructed, many producers are looking very seriously at crop insurance as a way to maybe build a little bit better safety net this year, understanding that there are some associated costs with that, but certainly we can develop a much more robust safety net based on, these higher price levels through the insurance program. So we're seeing a lot of producers really very seriously considering not only how they put together their crop insurance packages with enterprise units or optional units and whatnot, but also really looking into adding those endorsements like Stax that can give them that upper end coverage and hopefully protect some of these higher price against some of these price declines that could potentially occur. So it's an important decision. And again, March 15th is the day. We have to, be able to notify FSA about what we're going to do as far as enrolling into the ARC or PLC program. But also that's also the same day that we have to notify our insurance providers. March 15th is our sales closing date here on the plane. So we also have to have solidified those insurance choices as well. And so anybody that, has some questions about that, would encourage them to go to the Plains County Growers website. We've got a really good video up there of a presentation that I was able to give a couple of weeks ago that kind of runs down these ARC PLC and crop insurance decision points. And hopefully we'll give some folks a better idea of kind of what we may be looking at and how they may want to put together their safety net programs for 2022 as well. So definitely encourage folks to check that out on the PCG website and also just, not to hesitate to shoot us an email or give us a phone call here at the office and just ask the question. And we'll be glad to help, walk them through that information and, point them at any other decision aids such as the decision aid tool through the Ag and Food Policy Center down in Texas A&M, another great resource for producers, wanting to kind of get an idea of, what the likelihood of ARC and PLC payments coming for the 2022 crop might be. So a lot of good information out there, and we're glad to visit with folks about those decisions in the weeks leading up to March 15th.
Mention the Ag and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M. They have an event right around the corner, their annual Texas Ag Forum.
Yeah, we're really excited that Lubbock is going to be the host city for this iteration of the Texas Ag Forum. The forum has always been one of the first big farm bill discussion type meetings that are held around the country. And this year's meeting is going to be February the 25th and 26th out at the FiberMax Center for Discovery. So out at the Ag Museum and at 11 and 1, it's 1121 Canyon Lake Drive here in Lubbock, Texas. So really look forward to that program. Going to have a lot of good information, discussion about climate policy, conservation type program, program outlooks, also discussion of, the potential for, some of these carbon markets that, are getting a lot of press these days as well. And then a lot of that discussion is going to happen Friday afternoon, the 25th, beginning at 1 o'clock. And then on Saturday morning, beginning at 8:30, we're going to have some more discussion about climate and carbon, but also going to have some good information and, discussion about the Farm Bill and what this next Farm Bill may look like. We're excited to have Representative Colin Peterson, former House Ag Committee Chairman. Colin Peterson is going to be in attendance along with the folks from the Ag and Food Policy Center, Dr. Bart Fisher, Dr. Joe Outlaw, going to be in the House. And so we're really looking forward to that. And then kind of rounding out the meeting, and, we're excited to have a little bit of a panel discussion with two really important Senate leadership folks from the Republican side. We're going to have a ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Senator John Boozman from Arkansas, and then also the ranking member of the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, Senator John Hoven. Both of those gentlemen are going to be here, and, looking forward to their visits to West Texas and the opportunity to kind of visit with some of the producers in our area as well to kind of get their feelings and understanding of, what they're looking for in the next Farm Bill. So it's really going to be a great program. Would encourage folks to come out. Registration for the event is going to be $125. Our earlier online registration is already concluded, but there will be same-day registrations available for that $125. And if you have any more information or questions that, you'd like to know about, again, check out the Plains Cotton Growers website. We've got links to the agenda. And also, if you're from out of town, links to hotel accommodations and other things associated with the meeting. So I really encourage folks to come out. That's going to be a great meeting here towards the end of the week. And, just going to be a great way to kind of kick off this, Farm Bill discussion that's really going to begin to ramp up over the next few months.
You can learn more about what's going on, things we've talked about online, plainscotton.org, plainscotton.org. Sean Wade is Director of Policy Analysis and Research with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
It's that time of year you've been waiting for. Commodity Classic is back, March 10th through 12th in New Orleans. Join the Sorghum Checkoff for a learning center session, Finding the Sweet Spot, combining precision agriculture and conservation to build a sustainable and diverse farming landscape. Don't miss this cross-commodity, cross-sectoral collaboration with Pheasants and Quail Forever and Cotton Incorporated. Register online at CommodityClassic.com or listen to it live here. Sorghum, the smart choice.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Plains Cotton Growers, Sean Wade.
Second best isn't good enough when it comes to your tractor's performance. You know it? We know it. That's why we run Fendt tractors. One test drive can show you the difference between a great tractor and a truly exceptional machine. Ready to set up a demo? Get behind the wheel of a Fendt to experience it for yourself and see why the best run operations run Fendt. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
For 40 years, United Ag has been committed to ensuring the vitality of the ag industry. United Ag helps protect your future and the future of your workforce. Join United Ag and take advantage of up-to-date information on pending legislation and immigration reform, advocacy, health benefits, and leadership opportunities. United Ag is here to ensure your farm makes it to the next generation. Join us at www.unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Keep up with Plains Cotton Growers online, plains, cotton.org.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Oklahoma State University livestock economist Dr. Darrell Peel on how stocking rates could be affected by drought.
In terms of the winter stockers, we've already got a lot of struggles with wheat pasture. We've moved some cattle off already. You know, we won't have as many wheat pasture cattle as we think ahead to summer stockers. You know, those producers just have to, you know, sort of stay nimble in the idea that maybe they just won't be able to run the normal kinds of things. If they have both cow-calf and stocker, that stocker component can be the way that they try to maybe preserve forage resources for the cow herd by not engaging in those stocker things. So, again, all of those things will change the timing of feeder cattle production and ultimately then on feedlot production. So, we could see a lot of impacts as we go through the year in 2022 if this drought situation does not improve.